Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Commodities across the board strong today. Grain futures were up 4 to 5 cents in corn, 20 to 24 higher in the soybeans, led by the front month March at 1361 and a quarter. That market is still inverted, meaning the front months are higher than the back months, all the way out until you get to the new crop November, which is a little over $2 below where the front month March is at 1361. And then you have wheat futures continuing their rally up around 10 cents in the Kansas City and then 11 to 15 or 11 to 14 higher in the Chicago wheat. It looks like we're going to continue to see some short covering on those markets here as these funds have been short for quite some time and are still estimated to be about 215 to 20 million bushels short at this time. If they continue to cover that market or cover those short positions, that'll continue to drive it up. So we'll watch that. Of course, we're above all of the important moving averages, the 50-day moving average and so on. And, 70, 75 cents off the lows right now in the Kansas City July at 669. So things are looking good longer term here as the trend could possibly be turning around. And the same could be said really for the beans as they made the highest levels we've seen in several months. And then corn also being strong.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Several USDA reports this week. Of course, this week we didn't have yesterday, so it's a shortened week. But today we had export sales released this morning at 10 o'clock. Pretty bearish for wheat at 9.8 million bushels. The estimates were 13 to 17, so we were below the lowest end of that range. Corn and beans both bullish. Corn exports were 32.6 million bushels. We were looking for 19 to 25, so quite bullish there. Last year at this time, we were only 9.7. And then soybeans, also strong at 53.9 million bushels. Last year, we were at 40.8. And then the estimates were 43 to 50, so 3.9 million bushels above the highest estimate there. The other report was the NOPA crush report and dealing with soybean demand. It was lower than expected at 156.94 million bushels. The average guess was 161.59. So we had quite a disappointing report there. Remember in December, we had the number 165, which was the largest number ever. So about 9 million bushels lower than the December number. So increase in prices are slowing down a little bit of the demand. We have the USDA Outlook Form released on Friday. It'll show the latest numbers of the 14-15 corn, bean, and wheat estimates.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, live cattle were up $1.15 at $143.75. March feeders were up $1.22 at $171.70. And April lean hogs were up $1.20 at $97.37. In the grain markets, Kansas City March wheat was up 11.25 cents at 685.5. The July contract up 10.25 at 667.25. Chicago March corn up 4.25 on the day at 449.5, and July was up a nickel at $4.60. March soybeans up 23.5 cents at 1361 even, and July was up 22.75 at 1330.25. In the cotton markets, March cotton was up 36 points at 87.91 cents per pound. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.